So remembering the great Neil Donald Curley and the sad passing, and we're going to get on some of the legends that knew him, played with him, was an opponent of him, and this bloke, well, involved in 14, no less than 14 SNFL premierships. Can you please make welcome the great John Jack Cale? G'day, mate.
Hi, Timmy. Hi, Vic.
Hey, g'day, Jack.
Hey, Jack, look, he was an opponent. He was an opposition coach. But most of all, he was a mate off-field, wasn't he?
He was a good friend, a really good friend. Actually, at the moment, I'm just watching on Foxtel with Mike Sheehan.
Yes.
He's got an hour thing of Curley with him. He hadn't changed. He's still the same.
He was a character. But what was he like as an opponent, Jack? Because, you know, we've heard a lot about him. He was rough and tough and all the rest of it. And he was talking about being targeted himself, but he wasn't bad at it, I believe.
He was a target too. He targeted you, mate. You didn't target him too often. He had eyes in the back of his head. It was hard. It was tough. But, you know, I found him really inspirational playing with him and under him in state football, and particularly the 63 game against Victoria. That was a really hard, tough game. And you had Shearman and Curls, and, you know, they really set the example. And it was a wonderful team effort, that, because they picked their best team and we picked our best team, and we'd been under Foss for about 3 or 4 years. He'd built us up, and mentally and physically, we were ready for it.
Mm. Jack, I was going to say, you're a little bit younger than Curl, so I think he's 5 or 6 years older. The fact that you're a young bloke coming in, you're pretty impressionable. You know, you just sort of explained it then. He made you feel walk a little bit taller and feel pretty good about yourself.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he had that. I found that, you know, right through life, I found him really inspirational. And he never, ever seemed down.
Mm.
He rang me the other day. I'd just come back from the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And I just arrived back at home here, and the phone rang, and it was Curls. How'd it go, Jack? I said, yeah, it was really good, Curls. How come you weren't there? He's, oh, I wasn't quite right, something. But he was so bubbly on the phone, honestly, you thought he'd just come home from a birthday party. He was just bubbly. But he's like that all his life. I cannot remember when he's ever been really down, negative, and not inspirational. I can't remember it.
Jack, you told me that, you know, when you took up coaching, that you took a little bit of all the guys that you were under, including him, but you actually gave something back to him. You told me a story that you actually had a gathering or a barbecue or something, and he had the bit of the itch, and you talked him into going back into coaching. He ended up coaching Centrals between 88 and 90, and that was part of you telling him to get back into it.
Yeah, we were good friends, you know. On the field, like, he's put me in hospital. The cheer.
That's
me in the head. Kicked me in the head. I woke up in hospital 2 days later or a day later or something.
That he was probably can't visit you, though.
and blow me down. That was a Saturday. And on the Tuesday, state training. Oh, sorry, Jack. I went to jump over the top of you. I said, bullshit. He didn't jump too high. But we ended up really close friends. And Barbie's wife, you know, we're close to the whole family, yeah. So we'd be here and we'd discuss things. I admired him, really. Look, there were three coaches, Timmy, you're right. There was Foss, there was Jack Odie, and there was Neil Curley. I took inspiration from Neil Curley because he was so bubbly and confident all the time, never down. I love that. Odie had the skill and Foss had the commitment. So out of those, I knew I wanted to coach one day, and I thought if I can learn a bit from these guys, it should help. And so I took a bit from each.
Oh, well done, mate. Thanks very much for coming on, sharing your memories, mate. Really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll catch up with that coffee soon, buddy.
The money, where do you send it?
It's in the mail, Jack.
Love you, mate.
See you, bud.
Thanks, Jack.